Alabama and Tennessee's news talk leader, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday afternoon. I'm going to dipper number two on this one. And I got some text messages. I'll tell you what, let me clean up the text messages first. How about that? Glenda from Decatur said, "Dear Phil, given the recent defeat of the Born Alive bill and the debate around the 14th Amendment, how is it that a baby born alive, a newly minted U.S. citizen, has no due process rights and can be sentenced to death by the doctor without..." You ask a great question, Glenda. But then again, you're trying to apply common sense. That's where we're at right now. You're right. You're absolutely right. Brian from Huntsville says, "Forces of darkness, George Soros and those that gave him our Medal of Presidential Freedom." Well, yes. Adam from Athens checking in on the sports talk. He says it's about time Auburn falls, and who better to do it? Go Vols. I'm saying no.
We'll see.
I'm saying no.
It's going to be really dang hard.
I'm saying War Eagle. Rhett from Danville, Alabama says, "JP, you have to beat the refs too."
Yeah, I think he's talking about Bills and the Chiefs.
Okay.
I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah, there's always that. All right, listen, we're going to dipper number two. And this, I'm calling this the ice storm. Y'all, I am loving this. So far, I can't tell you how much I'm loving this. So for the last, three and a half to plus years, I have been talking about the southern border. We all have. It's been on this show how many times. I have seen more positive activity towards the illegal immigration issue in the last 3 days than I saw in the last 3 years. Absolutely, 100%, unequivocally, the most activity in the last 3 days, far surpassing the last 3 years combined. It's happening on a daily basis right now. I suspect it's going to get more as they get their feet under them, build their task forces, realign some federal support elements. I just saw, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I just saw that libs of TikTok just posted that members of the 82nd Airborne, the 10th Mountain Division, and the Striker Brigade Combat Team out of the 4th ID are all headed to the southern border. That's interesting. I don't know if it's true or not, but that kind of thing is happening daily. Well, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE is busier than they've been. I mean, those guys, bless their hearts. They must have drank a lot of coffee and sat around the office for the last 3 or 4 years. And I'm sure not entirely, but dang, y'all. What they got going on right now is epic. Like, for instance, here's one for you. Federal agents of ICE and the FBI raided the office of an immigration law judge yesterday in Rhode Island. I mean, first of all, I said this to JP on the air yesterday. But the fact that they're staging these raids all over the place clearly indicates they knew exactly where they were and they weren't allowed to go get them. These are open case files. They didn't just find out, like Trump got inaugurated and all of a sudden they found out where the bad guys were. No.
They had a list.
They had a list. And they weren't allowed to do anything with the list. The very idea that you can execute a raid with warrants within 2 days of Trump being sworn in is a clear indicator they already had the files. They were just being told they couldn't do anything about them. Now they are. Federal agents raided an immigration lawyer's office in Providence, Rhode Island yesterday. I got one article on Town Hall, one on Fox News, both saying some of the same stuff. But the bottom line is this. This judge was apparently born in Medellin, Colombia. Came to the U.S. When he was young, just 9 years old on a tourist visa, remained in the country for like 15 years undocumented, finally obtained some type of lawful status, went to law school, became an immigration lawyer, and is now a municipal judge in Rhode Island. Just resigned today. Pray tell, why would that be? We don't know. All we know is he specializes in immigration law. They raided his office. They carted out all kinds of boxes. There is speculation right now that he was in some way aiding and abetting illegals with, any number of things. The FBI knew about him. Apparently, they weren't allowed to do anything about it until now. And all of a sudden, Joseph Molina Flynn is gone. Resigned his capacity as a municipal judge, and his office was raided. I'm for this. This is absolutely what they should have been doing. But right now, you got like you still got people like Mayor Brandon Johnson, who is. And by the way, if you haven't seen the news today about Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin out of Birmingham, go enjoy yourself for a moment by reading some of his junk. I mean, he is having a complete meltdown over the idea that the president has ordered the end of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and makes comments like, in Birmingham, we're treating gun violence like the public health crisis that it is. It's not a public health crisis. It's called crime, and you're a horrible mayor, and you don't do anything to enforce the law. How about that?
Well, the comment that really got me riled up was we have the Birmingham mayor saying that Trump taking down DEI is the Alabamification of the government.
Oh, my gosh.
As if that is a bad, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I hate my state.
Yeah, thanks for being an ambassador to the world, their mayor.
Well, then leave, you know.
Well, he's got trouble. He's going to have a real campaign, I think, on his hands, which is going to be a hoot, too, because his chief opposition, Wandling Gavan, is she's a pip, man.
Yeah.
She's a real like barn burner, but she'll say and do anything. But she's a screaming liberal too.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's go back to this though. ICE, Chicago residents. Fox News story, Dateline this morning. Chicago residents are angered by their liberal mayor's refusal to cooperate with ICE, saying that he is not aligning himself with his people. The mayor of Chicago may be one of the worst picks for elected office I've ever seen. I mean, remember when Barack Obama got elected and everybody looked at him and thought, well, he was a U.S. senator for 2 years. What did he do before that? He was a community activist. What did we get out of that? Well, we got an activist for a president. That's what we got, who had just enough experience in being in D.C. to understand, like, where the bathrooms are. That's about it. But right now in Chicago, you've got people speaking up on a regular basis. I mean, like, for instance, one Chicagoan went on to a radio show called the Black Excellence Hour. I mean, this is bipartisan across racial divides. It's all of it. And said, we understand that we're in the middle of an invasion, and every single person that came across that border came with an invoice on their back for the Chicago taxpayer. They're sick of paying for it. They're sick of it. And right now, the mayor of Chicago is swearing that he is not going to be helping or cooperating or collaborating at all with anything to do with federal authorities doing deportation raids in Chicago. And yet they are paying out billions of dollars in Chicago right now. Tom Homan, though, who may be one of my new favorite people, Tom Homan decided they're going to start with Chicago. They're going to start doing ICE raids in Chicago. Just like, okay, fine. Guess what? We don't need your help. We'll come do it anyway. Good luck. Try and stop me. But in response to the sanctuary city stance, the Trump administration has also instructed federal prosecutors, according to this article, to investigate state and local officials who might obstruct their efforts. So that's going to be interesting, because if you got a mayor or a governor or a council member or a police chief or a sheriff saying, we're going to oppose those efforts, we're going to do everything we can to block you, guess what? That's a violation of the law, and you just open yourself up for a potential invite of a visit, if you know what I'm saying. Now, some of them are seeing the light, though. Dateline yesterday, Daily Caller. I don't know if you remember this or not. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, remember that?
Yeah, him saying he was going to stand in the way.
I'll be willing to go to jail for it. Not no mo. Changed his mind. Things got real.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah. Daily Caller reports as of yesterday, Sanctuary City Mayor Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, who once suggested that he'd use his own police force to try and stop deportations, be willing to go to jail over it, is now saying, I can cooperate with ICE. You got any laughter track over there? This just cracks me up. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the comments he made now follow the Department of Justice's establishment of a working group tasked with investigating sanctuary. So the DOJ is actually setting up a working group to investigate sanctuary jurisdictions. Oh my gosh. Listen, this is the Denver metro area has accepted over 42,000 migrants from Central and South America since in the last, 2 years? Since December of 22 through December of 24, 42,000 migrants flooded into Denver alone. Just Denver. That's not even including the surrounding communities like Aurora and others. If you remember, too, Aurora is where they had the Tren de Aragua gang taking over whole apartment complexes.
It's a shame, too, because to this day, Denver is one of my favorite cities I've been to. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is. Being overrun. It absolutely is. Denver, Colorado Springs. Yeah, the whole area. I mean, some of my favorite places are in Colorado. Yeah. And then loved, like, we went and saw a concert at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Whew, that place is incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like California. It's got so much going for it. It's got such crazy politics. But last year alone, Denver announced sweeping budget cuts in order to allocate enough money for migrant services. They cut $8.4 million from the police department and $2.5 million from the funding for the fire department just to pay for illegals. It's no wonder he's changed his mind. He's not going to be able to sustain his political career much longer if this keeps up.
And I think he realized Tom Homan wasn't playing around.
Tom Homan ain't playing at all.
There's a funny clip I posted on Right Side's Twitter, if y'all want to go check it out. They played the clip of the Haitian migrant who said, "I'm not going back to Haiti."
Oh, my
gosh. They played it for him during an interview, and Tom Homan just goes, "Well, he's wrong. He is going back to Haiti."
We'll airdrop him if we have to. Yeah. Good luck with that guy. Yeah, that was a guy who was also yelling, blank Trump and
Biden all the way. Yeah.
I got news, dude. Biden is gone all the way.
Yeah.
He's gone all the way gone. How about that? All right, we're taking a break. I got more on the ice storm. When we get back, I'll tell you about, sex offenders among those who are being nabbed. And have you heard how many arrests they made in 2 days? Just 2 days. And then what is an ex-Venezuelan military official saying about the gangs in America? I'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So I'm in Dipper number 2, Ice Storm. Coming up after the next break, we'll kick off some adventures in woke world to take you to the weekend. But let me put a little bit of a capstone on some of this. First of all, one of the things that Trump did this week that I thought was brilliant, that I thought was the I've been calling for it. I've been saying, let's do this. Please do it. Was he named the drug cartels as terrorist organizations. That frees him up for any number of interventions that he can. I mean, it's no longer just a matter of law enforcement. It's no longer just a matter of border enforcement. It is now a question of whether, if he chooses to use military action, he can. If he chooses to put a Tomahawk cruise missile in the middle of a drug lab in the jungles of, Central America, sorry, you're a terrorist organization. They rank right up there with Al-Qaeda and the Houthis and Hezbollah and the rest of them. So that's huge. Now, I will say this. I got an article here from Fox that was very interesting. An ex-Venezuelan military official who now actually works for a U.S.-based think tank. His name is Jose Gustavo Arocha. He's a former high-ranking Venezuelan military official, now at the U.S.-based Center for Free Secure Society. He said that was an extraordinary move, and it was the first good step he's seen in doing what he thinks is necessary to defeat Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan criminal group that's known to be in over a dozen U.S. cities right now, to include Tennessee, by the way. Last I checked, I think they had a Tren de Aragua presence, I believe, in Memphis. But all I'm saying is this is an extraordinary step. It was also a bold step. It was the kind of step that most leaders would be shying away from, and truthfully, some don't want to do because it's hard. But it ain't hard when you're a leader. Doing right ain't hard. It just means you take the bold steps, and this is an executive order, and it's designed to neutralize these unconventional cartel groups that are killing Americans at levels more than we ever saw from the Taliban or from Al-Qaeda. I mean, think about it. 9/11 was horrible. And we had, 3,400-ish Americans who died on 9/11 last year? Drug cartels, 100,000 or more deaths just on fentanyl alone. They're killing Americans at rates unheard of.
I mean, the best analogy I've seen is if Mexico was launching missiles over the border and killing 100,000 Americans, we would declare war, right away. Oh. But now they're doing it in a subtle fashion. So it's, we can't upset the cartels. Yeah. You know, it's, yeah.
And the cartels are embedded in Mexican government.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely embedded. Here's the last one, the ice storm. Here, I wanted to give you this. As the ice storm goes forward, just know this. Story here on Fox, again, Fox was leading on most of these articles. ICE and Customs Enforcement arrested a number of child sex offenders as well as other gang members and criminals in more than 530 illegal immigrant arrests in the last 33 hours. 530 arrests, some of which include child sex offenders. And oh, by the way, the only way they could do that was by already knowing where they were, meaning they've had the list all along. They just weren't allowed to execute on it, meaning they could have gotten a warrant, but they couldn't get the warrant because they weren't allowed to. And now they're being freed up. And y'all, this ice storm, I'm just telling you, this is in Chicago. This is in New York. This is in San Francisco. This is in St. Paul, Minnesota. This is in Buffalo. This is in, I mean, they're all over the place. ICE has been set free, taken off the leash. And I'm saying, good on you. So God bless the men and women of Customs and Border Patrol and ICE and the FBI and others who are suddenly going to have leadership and being given the right to do the jobs you signed up to do. Because the American people need it and want you to do those jobs. And that, my friends, is in just a matter of days since Trump took office. Praise God. All right, listen, we're going to lighten the mood. We'll come back from the break, and I will get in here with some adventures in woke world. You know the deal. Every once in a while, I got to look around and say, man, if sometimes we poke fun at them, sometimes we laugh, sometimes we get mad, sometimes we want to throw our radio across the room, but adventures in woke world's always got some stuff. Y'all, just because Trump got elected doesn't mean woke went away. Oh, it's, Lord Jesus, it's still out there. We're about to have some woke-a-palooza. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.